A while back, I said we were approaching 10,000 views / listens across all platforms. Well, we skipped right by that like an AM radio wave bouncing off the cloud cover and have now surpassed 12,000. Thank you just so darn much. Keep liking and subscribing and sharing Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness so we can continue to spread the hilarity and leave this world a little sillier than we found it. We certainly need more of that these days. Second note on the agenda. I have occasionally put up 2 episodes in 1 week. The regular Friday, and then an extra Saturday cast. I noticed that one of the two would never garner as many listens as if they got lost in the weekend shuffle of life. If you think you may have missed one, go on back and check them out. The last time was back in May. I'm going to stick with the single episode a week so as not to have any of you lose out on the funny. Final item. Some of these, like today's episode, are culled from multiple tapes. Various adjustments have to be made on the fly. Sometimes I have to listen multiple times for note-taking and quality control. Though most are remarkably well-kept, it's not all plug-and-play when a tape is 30 years old. I've had to disassemble a cassette to splice a broken tape back together. I scrub up, don a headlamp, and perform the delicate surgery. Today's episode is an excellent example of that. I have titled it Quizzes, Advice, Fantasies, and Bonus Content. And we begin with the bonus content. The cassette is dated September 1990. I was filling in for producer Bill Flaherty on Tom Bergeron's show. Yep, the same Tom Bergeron who hosted People Are Talking on WBZ-TV. He did some network TV later in his career, but it didn't amount to much. I believe it was Hollywood Stars and Dancing with the Squares. Yeah, that's it. Anyway, the piece is a brief conversation to kick off the early morning drive show. Much too early for me, as you will learn. Then we move to this forgotten about radio moment. My WBZ radio soap opera debut in One Star General Hospital. It was a feature that was part of Dr. Howard Smith's show. It also starred another WBZ producer at the time, Alicia Lancaster. It's a silly script that was written around a wacky but true medical story. That segment closes with some brief medical talk regarding a caller's condition. You'll have a ball with that one. Now on to Norm. On September 23rd, 1990, Norm and I gave sage advice to a caller, Megan, regarding her young dog who was chewing up everything. And I mean everything. Cushions, the grandfather clock, and the bathroom door. Dog owners, you won't want to miss this. Or maybe you will, or should. Next, we sail to sometime on Columbus Day weekend, 1990. Norm indulges us in one of his fantasies. We get a wild rock and roll AccuWeather forecast from Uncle Norm as he and one of our ladies, Gusty Breeze, dance up a storm. Listen closely as, off mic, Norm is really laughing and trying to gain his composure. Then we hear an overall serious call from George in Quebec, but he has some really nice things to say about Norm and I. And for our last chapter, we get a firm date of October 7th, 1990. This is from the tape I performed surgery on. It was already in rough shape as the audio at the start is pitched up to helium-sucking levels for just under 3 minutes. It then begins to moderate. I thought about trying to correct it, but figured, what the heck. I give our esteemed animal expert, Norm, a quiz on horses. After, though, I wish I had given him the Kinsey Report quiz that was hanging up on one of the bulletin boards at the station. And now for the big surprise. The Vault of Silliness bestowed upon us what I believe could very well be the birth of the dumb birthday game. Norm just mentions people who were born on October 7th, and while in the control room, I just start guessing ages and give them to him over the intercom, which he repeats on the air. We had June Allison, Yo-Yo Ma, Desmond Tutu, and wait to hear who he married and where the ceremony took place. Al Martino and an actress named Christopher Norris. That's right, an actress. We get to hear the great original telephone number that people used to call in. 254-564-5678. Area code is the lovely 617. There's also a great WBZ jingle drop-in. Traffic Report Entertainment is provided by Lou Ambrosino. And lastly, our sponsors, promos, and PSAs. The Dedham Racket Time Athletic Club, Fiberall, a Dr. Howard Smith promo, the 1990 Interior Design Show, a Call for Action promo, the Trump Shuttle, and a PSA for the Greater Beverly Chapter of the Red Cross. Here we go. Episode 54. Quizzes, advice, fantasies, and bonus content.
I was so looking forward to that call, and there we go. Well, Bill Flaherty is out golfing. Well, we'll call him anyway. And if he got it for the Cleveland game, we'll just thank him. And then
where's Flaherty today?
Flaherty's golfing.
Golfing?
Well, probably not
at this hour.
No, he's not golfing at this hour. We've never called him early, have we?
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't. Is think of that. Tony Nesbitt is here, though, for Bill Flaherty. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tom.
Do you have any thoughts for the day? Bill usually gives us these off-the-wall.
It's too early for thoughts.
See, that's what I thought, too. That's what I'm always amazed.
See, you had a thought.
That's the only thought I had, that it's usually too early for thoughts. Is this tough for you to get up at? When do you usually get up, Tony, when you're not
I don't know, 4 p.m.?
4 in the afternoon, huh? Okay, we'll be in great shape this morning. All right, Tony. Well, welcome aboard today
and
tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bill's golfing all weekend, long weekend.
Tough
He's
duty.
Golfing, yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right, Tony, thanks so much.
No problem.
We've got a special guest coming up later today.
Almost all of our exercise equipment is so interactive at Dedham Racket Time that sometimes you actually forget you're working out. Get the big picture on fitness at Dedham Racket Time Athletic Club. You'll be amazed at what you see.
Dedham Racket Time Athletic Club.
Come in now and see New England's largest and best-equipped athletic club. Tennis courts, improved wood basketball courts, racquetball, and now the world's largest indoor modular rock climbing complex. Join Dedham Racket Time now and save on our one-time joining fee. We're on Route 1 behind the Dedham Mall. Dedham Racket Time.
Dr. Howard Smith.
Why, good afternoon. It's coming up on 10 before 1 o'clock. After 1 o'clock, our own Tom Kennedy will be in to take you through the afternoon. But, of course, first the exclusive AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Elliot Abrams. Today will be mostly sunny, a high in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 53. And then for tomorrow, TGIF day, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Some early morning fog, but that will give way to sunshine and a high of 76. And then as we move on into the weekend, what else will happen? Well, on Saturday, it will be mostly sunny, but a few clouds will be coming in. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy as well. And the highs in the mid to high 60s on both days. We currently have 74 degrees right here, right now at WBZ in Boston. All right, time now for One Star General Hospital, which is, of course, you know, the exclusive WBZ radio medical drama, which proves that real medical cases are more interesting, informative, and stranger than fiction. All right, this week's episode, Practicing Safe Sex. Now, meet George. By day, he's a mild-mannered 30-year-old accountant, but by night, he is a denizen of the jazz bars, playing a mean saxophone as part of an instrumental quartet, the Bourbon Street Boys. As our story opens, though, it's 4 in the morning, and George is at the General Hospital emergency room hooked up to an electrocardiogram machine. The resident on duty, Dr. Brenda Fox, who looks like her name suggests, enters.
Okay, George, relax. Your cardiogram here clears your ticker. No heart attack. Now, you told the nurse that you have some chest pain. Anything else bothering you?
Well, Doc, I feel like I can't quite catch my breath. I have a lump in my throat. Feels as though my Adam's apple is stuck in my throat, man.
All right, lie back, George, and let me examine you. You look like a healthy specimen to me.
And you, Doctor, look like a very healthy specimen to me. I like the way you run your hands over my neck and shoulders. How about if I return the favor? What time do you get off work, Brenda?
It's Dr. Fox to you, and no offense, but I don't date patients. So cool your jets or you will have a heart attack. Now, if you don't mind, I'll continue to examine your neck, but don't take it personally.
And as Dr. Brenda Fox runs her soft hands over George's neck, she notices a crunchy feeling under her fingertips, the crunch which in medical parlance is called crepitance, the sign of air forced into the tissues beneath the skin. An x-ray of George's neck and chest confirm extensive air collections not only in his neck, but also in his chest cavity called the mediastinum. Dr. Fox returns to tell George the good news.
Just as I thought, George. Your problem is that you are full of hot air. While you were tooting on your sax, you popped a hole in your throat, and the air tracked into your neck and down into your chest. We'll just keep you in the hospital for observation and a little oxygen therapy for a day or two, and you'll be as good as new.
What a relief, Brenda. Oh, sorry, Dr. Fox. I'm glad to hear that I'll be hanging around here for a while. We can get to know each other better.
Look, George, I've tried to be nice about this, but you've been watching too many soap operas. This is not General Hospital, so keep it zipped. I'm already involved with a surgeon from the City Hospital, and I note from your chart that you're married. Dr. Jack Blunt will be taking over your case once you're admitted.
So?
My advice to you, don't play your instrument for a month, and when you get back to it, moderate and practice safe sax.
That safe saxophone, and of course what happened was the air went right out of his throat. He blew too hard and it went into his neck and chest. It can happen to you, so be careful if you play woodwind instruments. This is a true story. It was in a letter in what else but the New England Journal of Medicine. This is this week's WBZ One Star General Hospital, where true medical stories are oh so much better than fiction. And of course, the part of George was played by Tony Nesbitt in his soap opera debut, and the part of Dr. Brenda Fox played by our own Alicia Lancaster. My thanks to both of them. 7 before 1 o'clock, let's get back to the phone callers and talk next with Dave. Good afternoon. Whoop, Dave. Wait a minute. Jim?
Yep.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I guess Dave couldn't hang around. He wanted to listen to One Star General Hospital. What can I do for you?
Well, a while back I had an operation because I had a varicose seal.
Mm-hmm. Let me explain what a varicose seal is. A varicose seal is a collection of blood vessels which is in the scrotum, and it often can impinge on the testicle and on the vas deferens, which is the tube that leads out from the testicle, obviously into the prostate, and from there on. Now, all right, go ahead. So you had the operation how long ago?
Probably about 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyways, they didn't get the whole seal, and I was just wondering if it's all right to leave it alone, or and how what my chances are like having children.
That's right. Lie down. There are dog psychiatrists, you know.
Oh, God.
I couldn't believe it. I've never seen one in action.
Oh, yes,
but
they have them.
But there are dog psychiatrists.
They have them in the Angel Memorial Hospital. But hearing your voice is much different than hearing the confused voices of strangers on radio or television.
Summer, will she outgrow this?
Well, it might. I think she would when she realizes that you're coming back, but you would have to talk to her. Your voice is what she'd recognize.
Yeah,
I can make a tape of your voice and let it play over again.
Okay, Selma. No, thank you very much.
Try it.
Not a bad idea.
Thank you, Selma.
All right.
Thank you, Selma. Yeah, I don't. I'm sure she'll outgrow it. I don't think there's any question about that. She's only 9 months old. She's still a pup.
Uh-huh.
And Tony Nesbitt has a. Producer, do you really have a suggestion, Tony?
Possibly. I know I do this with my cats.
Yeah.
I know you're not home all the time. I don't know if I can hear her.
Okay, I can hear you now. Okay.
A spray bottle with water in it. Almost like a water gun, if you just get a spray bottle.
Uh-huh.
When you're home and you see her doing it, you can spray her with it. With the mist or with the stream. I mean, it's not going to hurt them. And just say no. And it does work. I know you're not going to be home all the time.
The only problem is she's not destructive when I'm home.
Not at all?
No.
No, so because you have to catch her in the act.
Right.
And even that, she's just sharpening her teeth. She's teething, really. That's what she's doing. And she's going to have to teeth on something. If a dog is outside, they can do it on pieces of wood and that kind of stuff that don't really matter.
What does she do to the chew toys?
Chews the heck out of them.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. She likes me to throw them, and she brings them back, you know, that kind of thing. So we do play. She likes that.
We can start tossing the furniture around.
Right, exactly.
Tony, this is a serious matter. We're trying to be serious about this.
Chewing on the table.
That's right. We have a problem here we're trying to solve.
I'm sorry.
We don't need flip young silly remarks like that. What is this?
I mean, I took up all the toss pillows and stuff because she likes that stuff, too.
Or install a sprinkler system. I'm sorry, Norm. I just couldn't because the water.
You know You know what you could do? Here's a
bring
solution.
Bring out the fire hoses.
You could do that. No, but here's another solution I just thought of. Do you have any whiskey or vodka, something like that, around the house?
Dope her up before I go.
No. Just take it yourself when you get home so you won't feel so bad. Just a crazy idea. It may not work, but then again, you could always try it.
Ask for advice.
Yeah, that's right. And can make kind of a drunken tape that she can hear all day.
I don't know. Giving it to her.
Yeah. I don't know what you can do. Actually, I'd say let her rip up everything in the house. She'll soon be a grown-up pup, won't be teething anymore, and then buy a whole new house full of furniture and new doors and things.
There has to be stuff that you can buy that you can put in areas. I know they say with cats, if they keep on going to the bathroom in a certain area, you put ammonia down, and they don't like that. But
there's some commercial repellent kinds of things. I don't know. Do you spray everything in the house?
Well, like I said, I know the vet suggested things like the cayenne pepper. You know, things like that.
And then she loved the pepper.
She liked the hot pepper. But I'm not, you know, you can't put that on your furniture, your legs of your furniture and stuff, because it stains.
Yeah.
And stuff, you know, or salt or whatever on things.
Hmm.
Or when she took the cushions off, or when she threw the corner of the grandfather's clock. I know, she's lucky she's here.
What about, is she housebroken with the usual... So she leaves little packages for you there, too.
Well, I got the kitchen covered with newspaper.
Hey, this guy who's going to, you going on a date with tomorrow night? Is he going to call for you at your house?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Don't let him in.
I'll be out.
Yeah. Don't let him in. Yeah, that's right. Meet him out in the front.
Yeah.
What is this? What is this I'm letting myself in?
Look, I go out in a good mood. I come home, it's like, oh, my God.
I know.
Riot in Block 6. It's like, oh,
I know it. I guess what we spent all this time telling you is that we don't know what the hell to do. We don't know. You sound so adorable. We just kept wanting to talk with you, try to find a solution. Maybe somebody still will call who has something. That thing with the, if you can get a tape, can you get one with a non-ending, one of the, a loop kind of thing so that you can play the same thing over and over?
I'd have to check the stereo and see if it, I mean, I've never done that, you know, see if it does it, I don't know.
Yeah, I know we can make those kind of cartridge tapes here.
Yeah, if you have a cassette tape, it's got auto-reverse, you just make a recording and keep playing. I don't know how well it's going
to
work.
Oh, I mean, you know, you read the books and you say that you're supposed to have something like a voice or music or something on in the background so they know they're not alone.
Mm.
So I leave the stupid TV on all the time. Burning electricity. I have lights on what time is so that they're not in the dark at any time. And she has the other dog to keep her company or to torment her.
Yeah, how old is the other dog?
13.
Huh. Yeah,
so it's like a grandmother and grandchild situation.
Yeah, almost a great-grandmother.
Right. Mm. So the other dog is like, get away from me.
Yeah, the other dog's probably just lying there saying, I'm trying to get some sleep. What are you doing?
You're chewing my leg.
Come on, leave me alone.
She'll go over and bounce the toy off her head.
I know.
When my dog was younger, yeah, chewed the legs of the shoes and the legs of all the furniture. And I think Norm is right. They do grow out of it.
Well,
no, they do.
Well, she had a shoe or slipper or something, and that's all she destroyed. I consider myself lucky.
Mm.
But she's going
they don't.
To lodge
no, they,
furniture.
No, they go after everything. Yeah.
Especially a door in the bathroom. You need that. You know, it's something that you can't say, well, I'll live without it.
Yeah. I might as well. It's got a big hole in it. So what?
It's kind of drafty when you want to take a bath.
Yeah. You could tell people you ordered, especially for the hole in it. It was kind of hard to find a store that had a door
right
just
now,
like that.
Right now, put their fist or their foot through it. Oh.
What about the porcelain in the bathroom, like the toilet bowl? If you gnaw on that, you can get all porcelain furniture.
That's true.
Oh, see? That's a possibility.
You've got the toilet seat now, and anything that she can get out. It's like she's trying to, you know, escape, so she gets claws her way through. It's like I say, a riot in cell block 6. It's like,
Well, God bless her. She sure is a healthy little pup, huh? No,
sure
no fear about that.
Of course, that's another thing. Someone told me, if you know, if you're going to breed her, that'll calm her down.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
No, but by the time she gets old enough to be bred, she'll have calmed down anyway.
6 months, 8 months from now, sure, but
yeah,
it lasts that long.
That's right, yeah. Do you rent this place?
No, thank God, it's my own.
Oh, I see. Okay,
oh,
good.
Oh, God, I'd be losing my security deposit till 2050.
I know. Hey, stay tuned. Maybe we can find somebody who's got an answer.
When you're breeder, you can make money and you can buy all new furniture.
Oh, go away, Tony.
Sorry. Bye.
We'll see you a little
Imagine
later.
Imagine having six little ones like her.
That's
oh,
great.
God.
We'll come up with something, Megan, if we have to stay up all night to do it.
Be Ma Barker and her boys.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Norm. Thank you.
Okay,
everybody,
take care.
Everybody, for all your help.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. My other fantasy is also being a fleet-of-foot center fielder, hard-hitting player for the Red Sox. And I always had the idea, when I was a kid especially, I used to have this fantasy where I would be in the stands. Can we do a sound like a PA sound here, you know, a delay thing? Okay, not just yet. I'll tell you what, Tony. I'm in the stands, see. I'm a kid. I'm still a kid then. But I'm in the stands, and suddenly, over the PA system, the center fielder, I can't remember who that was. That was Doc Kramer, or maybe somebody in later years, maybe Dom DiMaggio, my hero, because he wore glasses, too. Suddenly, over the PA system, you hear the announcement. We are in desperate need of a center fielder. We happen to know that Normie Nathan of Everett is in the bleachers. Would you please come out and help out the team? So I step out of the stands, and I go to bat. You know, and I'm still wearing my knickers and my Argyle socks that you used to wear, the Argyle stockings and stuff. Maybe one of those sweaters with the deer antlers on the front, and a little cap. And I'm standing at the bat. And the ball is whistling past me by the opposing pitcher. I can't remember who that was. And unfortunately, so when I'm having a jazz fantasy, I'm playing magnificently. When I'm having a baseball fantasy, I always strike out. So the music is quite appropriate. The crowd is cheering, and they're just loving every moment of it, and I just can't get a hit. Anyway, that's another one of my fantasies, and one day I hope they come. The awful thing about growing up is you finally reach the age where you know it's too late for you ever to become a great baseball player. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm tipping my hat to you. Hey, I just fantasized they hit a home run. I'm tipping my hat to you while I go into the dugout, and I'm coming out from the dugout doing the same thing. Anyway, we'll take some more calls if you're still interested, if everybody hasn't hung up, in just a moment.
The day like you've got today, you can't let constipation get in your way. Remember, if constipation is slowing you down, Fiberol can really help. Pick up some Fiberol today at Stop and Shop. Dr. Howard Smith here, wishing you a delightful 3-day Columbus Day weekend. I'll be off call, relaxing and fighting stress by enjoying the fall foliage. Filling in for me will be Dr. Larry Barsh. Tune in and call in bright and early this Sunday morning from 7 till 9, just before first day, right here on WBZ AM 1030.
What's with that music? Does that music fit a doctor? Is that kind of like doctor music that I'm not aware of? Oh, is that from Ben Casey's theme? Is that it? And before that, that's kind of a nice tie-in. Before that, Tom Kennedy talked about constipation. And then we go to the doctor. You know something? I'm not feeling too good myself. Hey, but the music is making me pick myself up and feel just so great. The exclusive, they wouldn't make me do that constipation commercial because I happen to be the sex symbol. Sex symbols don't do that. The exclusive WBZ Active. I love you. I love you, baby. Here, have some of my Fiberol. Would you like it straight or on the rocks? Oh, gee.
Exclusive WBZ AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Bob Lanner. It's kind of hard for me to keep my mind on my work here, honey, when you're wiggling like that, sweetheart. Oh, you look just great, man. Oh, boy. I'm so glad there's a moonlit night out tonight. Warm temperatures at 65 degrees, and you, sweetheart, you're okay. The outlook for this coming day, lots of sunshine, gusty breeze. That sounds like a stripper, doesn't it? Gusty breeze. Tempest storm, eh? Anyway, the gusty breeze, high's about 83 degrees. Monday, Columbus Day, variably cloudy and cooler. Maybe a shower, but not terribly cool. Still in the low 70s. That adds a lot to the music, doesn't it? 65 degrees in Boston now. Yeah, swing it, baby. Keep playing, sweetheart. Keep dancing, baby. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that, honey. Stop it. Stop it. Well, maybe one more time.
Oh!
Yeah, that's good. I love that. That was a great move you just did. That was nice. Mind if I just sit here and get goose pimply and sweat a lot while I'm watching? Oh, show mercy, baby, please. You don't. You have a kind of a limited vocabulary, but I don't really care. Oh, shut up. I think we're driving Lou Ambrosino crazy. Maybe not. Oh, yeah, come on. Sure, it's a big finish. That's... Oh. Oh, this is a big finish, isn't it? I'm so glad to be alive. And I feel like now I really am. Okay, the preceding was a dramatization. Now the WBZ 24-hour traffic network. Let's get serious now. This is serious business.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, this is. This is Lou Ambrosino and his orchestra. Lou?
All right, Norm, thank you. Right now, state police working a motor vehicle accident on the lower deck of 93, right at the Tobin Split. That's a tough spot to watch out for. Elsewhere, a couple of motor vehicle accidents on the Mass Pike eastbound. One just before the Prudential Tunnel that has been cleared. And at Interchange 13 in the Natick stretch, we had an earlier accident that has just about taken care of. Back in Boston, slight volume in the Kenmore Square area as the nightclubs and bars shut down, people making their way home. Heading inbound on Storrow Drive, that's a clear sail all the way to Leverett Circle and the 93 up ramp. I'm Lou Ambrosino in the WBZ 24-hour traffic network. This traffic report is sponsored by the 1990 New England Interior Design Show, 4 days only, now through Monday at the Bayside Expo Center, exit 15 off the Southeast Expressway.
Okay, it's on with the show as we go to George up in Quebec, Canada. Obviously, Quebec, Canada. Where else would it be, George? How you doing, George?
Good, Norm. How are you doing?
Just fine. Thank you. Are you in the city of Quebec?
No, actually, I'm in Hull, Quebec, up near Ottawa.
Oh, okay, just across the line.
I'm just across the line. I can see the Parliament buildings, the House of Commons, from my apartment here.
But you're actually on the La Belle Province, Quebec side.
La Belle Province de Quebec, oui.
Okay. Are you bilingual?
I'm studying French. I've been studying French ever since I moved out here. I used to live in Prince Edward Island, out in the east coast of Canada.
Oh, I understand. That's really quite beautiful.
We've got the best lobsters in the world.
Really?
You got her.
Oh, that's nice. I'd like to go up there one day.
Yeah, it's a great place, Norm. I just wanted to give you a call. I listen to you almost every night.
I thank you very much. I'm sorry we took us so long to get to you, and I know the expense of the call, and I feel guilty about that, and I appreciate you hanging in there.
No problem, Norm. I just wanted to give you a call. It's really good to have you back again. I'll tell you, you got a lot of listeners up in the capital city here in Ottawa.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. We do get a lot of calls from the province of Ontario, but not too many from your Quebec, even though you're just across the line there. Do you work in Ottawa?
Yes, I'm national director with an organization called Victims of Violence Society. I work with victims of violent crimes.
Oh, now this is a national organization?
Yeah, actually, we're going to be soon moving into the United States, too. I've been working for quite some time now, for a couple of years. One of the things, I was listening to WBZ the other night, and I listened to Dave Brudnoy.
Oh, yes.
And it was refreshing to hear his views on the justice system. I know you people sure have your share of violent crime in the United States.
We do.
It's sort of the same up here, and I'm hoping that that our government will begin to take some of the views on justice that some of the states in the United, some of the places in the United States have taken.
Yeah, we have a victims. I forget what it's called, but a fund to help out victims of violent crime, and that is set up in certain areas. Now, how long have you had this organization in Canada?
Well, I started with the organization back in 1987. I was involved down in Augusta, Maine. It's about 4 hours north of Boston there.
Yes.
Back in 1985, I was involved. My uncle's son-in-law is a police sergeant down there, and I was out in the cruiser with him one night, and I found a young girl, 15 years old, who had been brutally murdered by a guy with three past convictions out in a day pass.
Mm.
And I've been with Victims of Violence for 3 years now, but the people who started the organization, it started back in 1984, the people who started the organization, Gary and Sharon Rosenfeld, their son was murdered on the west coast of Canada in British Columbia in 1981 by a mass murderer in Canada here by the name of Clifford Olson. He raped and murdered 11 children.
Oh.
Our Canadian government paid him $100,000 to plead guilty to the crimes. And, you know, it was interesting one of the reasons I wanted to call tonight, you know, I listened to, listening to the American news where Mr. Bush's budget proposals have not made it through the Senate, I believe, if I'm correct on that.
Well, it's in the House, actually, right now.
Right. And what's really interesting about that, in Canada here, we're having some of the same budget problems, and yet in Canada, we're paying for university education for our mass murderers in this country, and I don't know. I just seems to be an awful imbalance in our system.
I guess there is. Yeah. Have you had a chance to get on with David Brudnoy and discuss this at any greater lengths?
No, I haven't. I tried to get through a couple of times, but I haven't gotten through to him. But I'll tell you, I really enjoy your show. I listen to WBZ all the time, and Tony sure deserves a lot of credit too.
Oh, he does. He deserves more credit, I think, than people realize, but I'm not going to be the one to give it to him, you understand?
Well, I'll give Tony Nesbitt a plug right now, because I think you guys run a hell of a show down there. You've got high ratings up here in Ottawa, and right through to eastern Canada, Montreal and the city of Quebec.
I'm very gratified, and Tony Nesbitt's got goosebumps, I tell you. We appreciate you saying that a lot, George, and thank you very, very much.
Keep up the good work, Norm, and happy Columbus Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Is it square and ignorant for me to ask? I should have asked them. They do celebrate Columbus Day. Oh, this is the Thanksgiving season, isn't it, up in Canada? They do not celebrate Columbus Day. I don't know why I didn't ask him while he was on the phone. Okay, come on in. Why don't you come on in? Oh, let's do the, well, come on in. While you come on in, I'll check the weather. I'm talking to Tony Nesbitt, and it's quiz time. Okay, folks? The exclusive WBZ AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Bob Lanner calls for warm, sunny weather with high temperatures way up in the 80s, 83 degrees, somewhat of a breeze. It should be just a beautiful Sunday. Variable cloudiness on Monday, with possibly a shower. Temperature's not quite so warm, but still getting up to the low 70s. And the temperature in Boston right now is 64 WBZ degrees. Thank you just so much. WBZ's call for action is available Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. Whatever kind of problem you have, legal problem, some question that you got to get answered, do call them. By some question, I'm not talking trivia question, but some legal matter that you may be concerned about, or a consumer kind of thing, whatever. Do call them at 7. Let me give you the number. It's 787-2300.
WBZ's call fraction. People who've used it are just absolutely amazed. They'll find out the information for you, call you back, and make sure that you know what it is you're looking for. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. WBZ call for action, 787-2300. Tony Nesbitt and his RCA Bluebird Recording Orchestra. You had some questions about, as I understand, about horses, mm-hmm. and since you've never heard me say, "Hello, I'm a horse expert. I can answer any question on horses." Have you ever heard me say that?
Yes.
You've heard me say that.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I get the wrong microphone on there. Okay. No, I've never said that. Come on. The reason I'm saying this is because you're going to ask me horse questions now.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And I may not know the answers to every single one of them. I may not know any of the answers.
Well, you already... Well, I won't... Never mind.
Okay. Just hit me with some. See how we do. Okay. And you folks at home can join us in and just by yelling the answer at the radio, and we'll feel it.
It's a 10-foot long by 10-foot wide structure for a horse to stay in.
Well, I see. Now, that's easy. In the stall, but actually, in my case, it's a stall is in a barn. In my case, we don't have a barn. We have a shed where we keep the horse. But stall, shed could be an answer, too, but stall is what you're looking for. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
One for Norm.
Okay.
Hold on
a minute while I mark that up on the board here. I want to put that up next to my Cy Young Award.
Brushing, washing, and cleaning a horse.
Okay, see, I have to be honest about this. You gave me the answer before.
Did I?
Brushing, washing, and cleaning a horse?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you didn't give me that one. This is brushing, washing, and cleaning a horse.
Yes.
Yeah, see, at our house, we call that brushing, washing, and cleaning a horse. Obviously, there's some other term that you're looking for that maybe is not so specific.
Groom.
Groom, of course, groom. Of course, groom. Okay.
One in the negative column.
Yeah.
One for one. One for two. Well, I don't know. Yeah, one for two. An injection of medicine that will prevent disease.
Boy, I don't know any of this stuff, huh? An injection of medicine that will prevent disease in a horse is called...
Same for human. I'll give you a hint.
Medication? No, Medicaid?
It requires a needle.
Oh, an injection. No, you said injection.
Yes.
Didn't you say injection?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the answer
Mm-mm.
also?
No,
it's not the answer, no.
I wouldn't trick you like that.
No. I don't know. I have no idea. What is that?
Vaccinate.
Oh.
Vaccination, yeah. Oh, boy.
Didn't that seem like a horse answer?
This wasn't supposed to embarrass you.
Well, I'm I'm not hiding here underneath the microphone for nothing, you know. I'm not cringing and turning colors.
All right.
Okay, I'll redeem myself on this.
I thought these were the easier ones, and I was going to give you the harder ones at the end to really throw you off. To give a horse medication that will kill any internal parasites it may be suffering from. Here comes the tough ones.
That's a tough one, huh? Well, see, I'm a doctor, but I deal with the human body instead of animals. Therefore, I don't know.
Deworm.
Oh, deworm, same as a dog.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's not as hard as it seemed.
No.
Okay. That's
one for four.
One for four. And three wrong.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cleaning out the dirty bedding from
muck
a
up,
stall.
Muck up. Muck, just plain muck.
Mucking it out.
Okay.
All right, now here are the hard ones that I thought you'd probably get these now. A professional person who reshoes and trims horses' hooves.
Oh, that's a farrier.
Ding, 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 ding.
See,
wow,
a lot of
making a comeback.
A lot of people call him a blacksmith. But the blacksmith deals in iron, and at one time a blacksmith, because he dealt in iron, would make horseshoes. So the term blacksmith, the horseshoeing and all that kind of got together. But blacksmith also makes... weather vanes and anything made out of iron. But a farrier exclusively deals with horses' hooves. Thank you very much.
Wow. Well, now,
you're making a fair sum of money to get your horse hooved.
Okay, now you're three for six.
Yes.
This is the deciding factor.
Okay.
When a horse sinks its teeth into wood, fencing, or stall, and breathes in as much air as it can cause colic.
Yeah.
Or colic.
Yeah.
What is that called?
Didn't you just say colic? Is that the
answer? Well, it can cause colic, but when the horse sinks its teeth into the wood fencing assault and breathes it in the mud, it's...
Oh, what's the process called? What is it when he's doing that? What do you call that, what he's doing there? Teething. No, it's not.
Well, yeah, but it isn't.
It's not called teething.
No.
No.
Probably means the same thing, but...
Yeah. I don't know. What do they call
it? Cribbing.
Cribbing, yeah.
Remember that now?
Bring back. Yeah, cribbing. Well, our horse has done that. But it never explained to me what it was doing. I just looked and said, why are you chewing into that stuff and teething? And never answered.
All right, well, I mean, it's not bad. I thought I'd... See?
Okay, so...
You saved face.
No, I didn't. I did badly.
Well, no, 3 for 7.
For a braggart who sits here and explains how much he knows about animals, that's terrible.
But I could get the quiz, the Kinsey Report quiz that was on the bulletin board here, and that...
That I would know. Yeah, because I know all facets of that whole sexual
thing.
That
genre.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I was born in the 20s, which was, of course, the period of the heightened period of the sexual revolution.
And now it just... The 90s don't compare to
no,
the
20s. No, they don't. You kids not today, you don't know what it was like back then. Okay. Hey, thank you very much, Tony. I bet you Lou Ambrosino wouldn't have known the answers to that either. Well, he knows traffic, though. And I know you're paid to do traffic, so you don't care about that other stuff. Because that's why you're heading the WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network and just so darn proud of it.
You got it, pal. Right now, I'm on the Mass Pike eastbound. We have a minor motor vehicle accident right by the Alston tolls. Not causing much of a problem. Should be out of there shortly. Traveling out there this morning, you don't have much company. Very light volume in the city. The expressway southbound, that's a clear shot all the way to Route 3. Just be aware of those work crews right before Mass Avenue. Northbound on the expressway, no delays. From the gas tanks all the way through the South Station tunnels and north to Route 93. Tobin Bridge and the airport tunnels very wide open. Routes 128 southbound and north. 495, very light volume and no delays. I'm Lou Ambrosino in the WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network. The Trump Shuttle keeps the same hours you do with hourly service from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. between New York and Washington and 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. between New York and Boston every weekday.
Okay, thank you very much, Tony. Very nice, and thank you very much.
I'll get some phone calls,
okay, fine. Go back to your production stuff. And I have a cookie. Time is 3:31. You're tuned to WBZ, and my name is Norm Nathan, and we'll be here till for another hour or so. I'd love to hear from you. 254-5678. Area code is 617. Today is the birthday of June Allison. Remember cute little June Allison? She was in a lot of movies with Van Johnson, always kind of the girl next door. And when Adler, what was his name? I forgot his first name, played the harmonica. No, Adler. What was it? He played harmonica. Adler, and he played the Claire de Lune in one of June Allison's movies, and she cried. She was such a cute little kid. You know how old she is today? June Allison, born on October 7th. She's the one who peddles the, what is that called? Depend, the adult paper diapers. Yeah, she's. You know how old? 64. You say, eh? Tony says 64. You know she's 73. Cute, adorable little June Allison, 73 years old. I think she's still cute. She looks awfully good. I wonder if you caught her in the locker room. Would she be wearing those? And the cellist Yo-Yo Ma, who's a great cellist, has a birthday today also. He's 35 years old. In fact, Tony says 37, which is not bad. How about South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu? Married Minnehaha in Walla Walla. How old is Archbishop Tutu? 68, you say. 59, sure. Okay, one more. It would be, let me see. Oh, singer Al Martino. You would know that. That's kind of square stuff for you, Tony. Al Martino. 68. Well, most square singers are about that, but he's 63, actually. 63 years old. And that's it. So long, and make it a good day. Do you ever hear of an actress named Christopher Norris? This is an actress with the name Christopher. She's 37 years old today. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll take some more phone calls if you'd care to call. If you would not, we'll fake it in some manner. 254-5678. Area code is 617. WBZ wants you to know the Greater Beverly chapter of the American Red Cross will hold a forum on AIDS this Tuesday evening at the Hamilton Wenham Community House, 284 Bay Road in Hamilton. There'll be a panel discussion along with a question and answer period. Educational material will also be available. For further information, call 508-922-2224. If it's happening in Hamilton, it's on WBZ AM 1030.
We've got the spirit of New England, WBZ Boston.
Yes, Norma, thank you. Larry Adler, not my Norma, this is the other cute Norma. Larry Adler was the harmonica player. Just couldn't think of his name.
So what do you think? Did we dig up some fossilized evidence of one of radio history's crowning achievements? The Dumb Birthday Game? A panel of highly qualified individuals will hold a symposium in the fall to discuss that very topic. Before we wrap this up, always remember those moving words of wisdom. Don't let constipation get in your way. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Tom Bergeron, Bill Flaherty, Dr. Howard Smith, Alicia Lancaster, Brenda Fox, Practicing Safe Sex, One Star General Hospital, Early Morning Thoughts, Teething Dogs, Fantasies, Tom Kennedy, Dr. Larry Barsh, The Rock and Roll Weather Dancers, Gusty Breeze, and Tempest Storm, The Bayside Expo Center, Call for Action, The Kinsey Report, Larry Adler, Yo-Yo, Tutu, Ha-Ha, and Walla Walla, Classic Phone Numbers, Radio Jingles, Lou Ambrosino, and Radio's Knicker-Wearing, Argyle sock strutting, sweater wrapped and cap adorned Norm Nathan Person, with my RCA Bluebird Recording Orchestra, I'm Tony Nesbitt.